Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Oh, you changed it again.
Changed it again.
That's two in a row now.
My daughter keeps on saying, you can't keep on saying the same thing.
Why not? It's
over
a nice
and
greeting.
Over again. Yeah,
we've
well,
been doing it for a long time.
I'm a creature of habit, right? So, and she's like, you're boring. That's what she said to me. You're boring. Change it
I
up
call it steady.
Aw, that's the nicest thing you've said
hey,
to me
look
all
at
week.
That. Exactly. We're going to start this on a happy note.
Yeah, that won't last long. We know that. We got a good show today. We're going to talk about a few things. Let's first chat about this election coming up.
Yeah.
Surprise, we got an election. And guess who's been ignored pretty much in this election?
Yeah, well, the battleground is not necessarily seniors, right? We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Big population, voting population, lots of money. Not necessarily getting the love that they should be getting.
Yep, I agree with that. We're all going to talk about also when it comes to people that are older in our community are being scammed like crazy.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have a conversation about being a better identifier of these types of scams. We want to educate and inform the listeners and viewers of the show. And then, of course, election topics, surprise, surprise, long-term care facilities, probably the only topic for people over the age of 70. From this election is about long-term care facilities. So we're going to kind of dive in deep on what should the platform kind of be like about and what should we talk about when it comes to these issues. I think this is going to be a great show, and let's kind of get into it when it comes to...
Well, let's talk about what they are talking about.
Okay.
I'm talking about taxes.
Oh.
And I haven't read anything yet that says they're lowering taxes. Have you come across that one yet?
Well, credits and tax-free stuff and no real platform on anything that says, you know, we're going to help propel the economy that's going to make sure you don't have to pay more taxes.
Right.
So, of course, three different parties, three different positions, but the consensus of all three parties is that taxes are going up. At least how I read it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And so when I look very targeted
credits. I look at this, Dave, I look at the platforms of all three, and we talked about this last week as well, and now we're 25% into this election.
Yeah.
Still, people over the age of 55 have not been focused on in this election. It's pandemic relief, and I understand why they want to do that. Housing. They want to prevent, or they want to make it affordable. They want to tax corporations who made big profits. Mm. They want to prevent foreigners from coming in and buying property. Nowhere have I heard, a long-term care facility. They are mentioning that, so I'll give them credit for at least addressing some of the issues there. But when it comes to the individuals over the age of 55, who have 72% plus of this nation's income and wealth, where do you think the tax dollars are going to come from?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we know. You see it, right?
I have yet to hear one leader of any party say, for this demographic who's done so much for our country, we're going to lower it for you. We're going to make it the same. You know what they talk about? Oh, we gave you an extra $500 on your old age security if you're over 75.
Right.
Congratulations.
Right.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Mm-hmm.
I want to buy your vote. That's how I see it.
Mm, there's a lot of that. Yeah, I agree.
That's not how we see it, but that's how I see it.
Yeah.
And so the concern that I have when it comes to this election is that the 55 plus crowd have been ignored. We have a healthcare issue. We have an aging demographic, which happens to be the largest percent of the population that use the healthcare services. Granted, it's a provincial matter, but the federal government can do a lot here.
Yeah, they can take some leadership.
Okay.
And they're not.
The second part of this is we know that this demographic also are big spenders.
Mm-hmm.
They support this economy. We have not given any incentives for the most affluent part of our demographics of this country to spend their money in this country.
Right.
No incentive. Yes, we've heard like of a GST holiday, but that's for everybody.
Yep.
Remember when we used to go out and they wouldn't give me because I'm younger than you, the seniors discount?
Not yet. Still got 18 months, brother.
You lied just to get the discount.
I'm going to have my 55th birthday party in a retail outlet that will give me a discount.
You have fake ID just to get the discount, dude. I already know this, okay? So where's the discount?
Right.
You want to see spenders spend? You want to see this economy grow? Cater to that demographic.
Yeah, and I think the PCs had, I don't remember the details of it now, I was reading about a travel within Canada policy, right? They are trying to incent some of that. Right?
Broad.
Hey?
Broad. It's very broad.
Yeah.
We're talking about, in one side, we're talking about the affordability to get into a home. So we're going to give you a tax-free savings program. We're going to make it easier, cheaper, whatever. All these parties are talking about how to get into a home. These individuals are not spending a lot of money to go and travel.
Right. And listen, the home issue for the 55-plus demographic is not really their issue. It's mostly with their kids' issue, right? That's how we see manifest itself.
Correct.
Right? Let's go back to healthcare for a minute. You and I both know we do this all day long. The number one thing we talk to clients about in phase two of their retirement, right? So you've got that phase of time when people are active and mobile and their health is good and they're doing their thing. But you and I know that that conversation changes as people start to slow down about the quality of care and the quality of life they're going to have.
Yep.
And the number one concern I would say that people have is I don't want to be a burden on my children.
Correct.
So how do I do this? Right? Where do I stay? What care do I want? I want to be at home as long as I can. I don't want that to be my son or daughter taking care of me.
Correct.
What's the plan?
And so that's where the crossover with the provinces come into play.
Yeah.
When we look at what the federal government can do is start to incent. Here's an example. One of our longtime listeners said to me, Faisal, my father wants to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take care of him. Now, I'm not a nurse or a doctor, I don't have that skill set, but I can acquire some of these skills
mm-hmm.
that I can help and take. And so I will leave the workforce, get a small credit for taking care of a senior. Why can't he just pay me?
Right.
Make it a deduction for him and make it income for me?
Right.
Why can't that just happen?
Right.
Little things like that, that's tax policy.
That's right.
That's federal. Right? And this is the concern that I have is that there's been no leadership there.
Right.
From anywhere.
And no,
I'd
there's
love
no,
to see it.
Yeah, no original thinking, right? It's
no outside the box.
No outside the box. And it's going to take outside the box, right? It's going to take new technology. Yeah. It's going to take all of those things.
Where's the technology tax credit to make right. to keep the person in the home?
Right.
They do so much for other demographics and businesses,
mm-hmm.
but they won't do it for this demographic that's spending the money.
Right.
Healthcare spending will drive this economy too.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the incentive? So I can go on for days about this stuff. I think the next few weeks we'll find out who will be in power, and then we can bring them on the show and talk to them. In fact, you know what we're going to be doing?
Yep.
On September the 11th, it's
That's
a
right.
Saturday morning, we are going to be having a live More Than Money show. And that live More Than Money show will have candidates, local candidates from all the parties.
Yep.
We've invited all of them to come and join us. And let's have a conversation. Let's have this demographic have their voice.
That's right.
And let's see what they can say.
Yeah, I agree. If anybody wants to get information on that, okay, they can just contact us.
Yeah, just go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to get more information. We're hosting that. We're hosting a seminar on the 21st that we do every month. So you'll get a lot of information about what's going to go on with this election and what's going to happen when it comes to your retirement. So that's live online or in person on September 11th at the Glenmore Inn. And that is, to get more information, go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Unfortunately, as everybody's been forced more and more online, frauds and scams and the sophistication of those are going up. Stick around. We're going to tell you how to protect yourself and protect your parents from these kinds of scams. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.